This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.
I am the world. I'm John Batchelor. To Moscow, to Ekaterina Zolotova. Of the geopolitical futures, a subscription site I recommend to speak of Central Asia and the Caucasus, but mostly of Central Asia. Its richness is obvious. The resources, the people are eager. It is in the right piece of geography called the Silk Road. But we're looking at an ancient civilization, thousands of years before the development of Western Europe and the United States. These were city-states practicing art and philosophy and science. But today, what they are is emerging from the shadows of several hundred years of either ignorance or abuse by the Europeans, the Russians, and the Americans about their value. Ekaterina Zolotova has written in specific about Central Asia right now during Ukraine crisis. So I go to the headline in the Financial Times in these last days. Desperate Russians fleeing Putin's war draft stream into Kazakhstan. Some 100,000 people and counting have sought refuge in the former Soviet Republic to avoid conscription. The key there is former Soviet Republic. Ekaterina, a very good day to you in Moscow. You write discerningly that Central Asia, Kazakhstan we're looking at in particular, has gone through a transformation several times in the last 100 years. Before, they were Central Asian states that had fallen on hard times over several centuries. And then what was the Soviet opinion of the Central Asian states? Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, and so forth. How were they regarded in Moscow? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and it's great to be here again. Well, we will start with the Soviet times, as you mentioned. And it worth to note that during the Soviet times, there was another understanding of international law and understanding of the construction of the government. The Soviet Union was a little bit outside from what is happening in the world, especially before the Second World War. And during that time, the understanding of the republics as something brotherly was very important and very was very important for Russia. Well, it's better to say for Moscow at that time. After the Second World War, the attitude of Soviet Union has changed. It happened because of the beginning of the Cold War, first of all, and the second because the Soviet Union started to act widely in the world. It started to interact with different countries. There were a lot of programs, a lot of participations and cooperations with different countries, from Middle East to Asian countries and Africa as well. In this condition, Soviet Union has changed its mind a little bit, and it agreed with the international system of law. But at the same time, Soviet Union continued to understand the countries, especially countries that are very close to the area of and to understanding of the Soviet Union, and especially the regions that are in the Soviet Union, as something very natural and something brotherly. It was the major thing was that Soviet Union has divided the world into two parts, into two systems that were confronting between themselves. It's the Soviet Union and the United States. And other countries countries and regions were seen as the parts of this confrontation. One was belonging to one part and another was supporting another part. With the collapse of the Soviet Union, the international law was changed towards the world system, and Russia, as the new country, has accepted the understanding of the law of international law, like the United Nations organization is talking about. But at the same time, the problem is still in the mind of Kremlin. The government, which is mostly made from the people who were living in the Soviet Union and were studying in the Soviet Union, with a very lack or, well, I would like to say maybe a minimum or some difficulties of studying international law, they still have this culture and they still have this understanding that they created during the Soviet times. So it appeared that on the paper, Russia is following the international law of the understanding of international organizations, and in the minds, sometimes the past and nostalgia passes.
So with the assumption is fraternity, but the facts are quite different, especially now during Ukraine conflict. You note that these countries, and we'll look at Kazakhstan, it's a vast country with huge resources and a smaller population considering its scale. Uzbekistan is the most populous state in Central Asia. These countries are practicing rational self-interest. I note that Kazakhstan has been doing this for some time. You note before the crisis in Ukraine, they were offering language channels of English and Chinese. And Kazakhstan is well placed between China's manufacturing power and Europe's manufacturing needs and Russia's energies. It's extremely well placed. So what is striking is that these links that Kazakhstan was building up were not celebrated by Moscow because it makes it a better trading partner. Right now, what's important, let's come to today. Kazakhstan did not recognize the Crimea annexation in 2014. Kazakhstan has not recognized the Oblast annexation. Is that correct, Ekaterina?
Yes, correct.
And so it has diverged from China profoundly, from Russia profoundly. These are not minor matters of details around the edges. Is there tension with Moscow between Astana, the capital, and Moscow? Are there sharp words exchanged, or does Russia still treat it as a little brother?
That's a very good question. And to tell the truth, after the beginning of the military operation of Russia, a lot of Russian media, a lot of Russian experts were discussing the relations between not Russia and Ukraine, but between Russia and Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan is a very important country for Russian Federation in Central Asia. It's the largest country in the territory. It's the country with a very great economy compared to the other Central Asian countries. And we don't need to forget that Russia and Kazakhstan shares a very big part of the border. So, and this border is practically not protected from both sides. So it is very important for Russia to keep good relations with Kazakhstan and between Kazakhstan and Russia. When the situation about the Ukrainian crisis started, everyone started to discuss because Kazakhstan started to act not like many people expected. They expected that Kazakhstan will turn to Russia, will start to support, because everyone remembered how the Russian troops arrived to Kazakhstan when there were protests in January 2022. But in fact, Kazakhstan continued to keep its own way. And to tell the truth, it's not the moment when we need to worry about. Kazakhstan is trying to keep its sovereignty, and it is its imperative to keep the sovereignty, to be the country that had never been before. And the most important is to diversify the ties and relations. Kazakhstan wants to be good with all neighbors. It wants to be good with Russia, with China, to get the resources and goods from Russia, from China, attract investments from European companies, from the American companies, Asian companies. It wants to get the investments to develop its own economy and to develop it independently. The Kremlin was expecting that Kazakhstan will act as fraternal relations should describe it, but in fact, now the Kremlin starts to understand that Kazakhstan wants to be treated as sovereign country with its own economy and with its own ways. So Kazakhstan is not turning from Russia. It's not turning to Russia. Kazakhstan is trying to keep its own way, as many other Central Asian countries do. And we should expect that Kazakhstan will continue to follow this road. It will have cooperation with China, Russia, and other countries.
Small detail, because we started with the story of young men and young women fleeing the draft. Is that a story in Moscow? Are they talking about Kazakhstan being accepting to all of these young people leaving Russia? Is that a scandal?
I can't say that it is a very huge scandal. At first, Kazakhstan is not the only country that accepts the Russian people. There is also Georgia, there are also countries like Armenia and Azerbaijan. In fact, all the countries where Russia don't need to get visa. Turkey as well, but Turkey will be much more expensive. Kazakhstan has a border with Russia, and it is easier to transfer and to travel by car. So I think that Kazakhstan became the choice for many Russian people who are trying to escape from mobilization or for many other reasons, because there is the language, they speak Russian and they speak it very good, and because you can drive there by car. And compared with Georgia, there are many roads. If you go to Georgia, there is only one road and there are so many cars in the big traffic jam. So it's I don't think that it is because Kazakhstan is accepting the people or gives any preferential benefits to them. This is simply the best way to travel by car and one of the best way to stay for a while.
Ekaterina Zolotova for Geopolitical Futures in Moscow. We're going to turn to a story that has been in front of us for months. And I thank Katerina for bringing my attention to it. Natural gas, we hear about. Oil, we hear about. Shortages in Europe, we hear about. But underneath all this is a shortage of fertilizer, several kinds of fertilizer, and the world's dependence on Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine before the conflict. What is to be done now? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.